Hi, it is January 16th, 2024, and today we have again the Page of Swords. Today I'm using another deck entirely. My favorite Morgan Greer deck is worn out in spots down to the pulp. So I decided to pull out the trusty old Rider-Waite-Smith since I'm a bit rusty and need the bits and clues hidden in the symbolism. The birds, the mountains, clothes, vegetation, astrology, and mythology. A tarot deck is nothing less than the history of the world, which is why I love it. Every card is a rabbit hole. The truth is, I felt a little guilty this morning for not giving the Page of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, a little more attention, but I have to admit, I just don't like him, or her, which isn't really fair. My first reaction to the Page of Swords is always, we have a stalker, online or otherwise. Which I do, a few of them, so I didn't want to project my own wary energy onto the innocent little page of air. The immature page, as was mentioned, has yet to learn to use his grown-up-sized sword, associated with truth, properly and safely. This is the suit of words, both written and spoken, but this is also a gossip energy. If the page is news-gathering, this cub reporter, as the intern or new kid in the office was called back in the day, is passing along information. Chances are he or she doesn't know the whole story, or, like that old telephone game, I think it was also called Chinese Whispers for some reason, where a line of kids whisper a message in the ear of the kid next to him, and then the next kid to the next kid, and the message, by the time it gets to the last kid, isn't at all what the first kid said, but what one of the kids along the way thought he heard. By the time the message reaches the end of the line, well, we can say maybe it's edited. One of the occupations I find for the Page of Swords is summons or process server. Nobody likes the process server, the one who hands you a most unwelcome court summons or other legal notice he's hired to deliver. But as they say, don't shoot the messenger. He or she is only doing their job after all. He has no idea and doesn't care what's in the envelope, and certainly no clue as to the details or facts of the situation, whatever it is. So once again, we'll give the page, if another immature or young person, the benefit of the doubt. But the message for us is the same. Be vigilant, watch, listen, and learn. I also want to give a shout out to Corey Wu, who is a next-level tarot reader and just did a brilliant post about the Aquarius season, and generally does a great post about all the seasons as they come and go, Sagittarius, whatever your sign is. So Astrobitch, A-S-T-R-E-A-U-X, can be found on WordPress and Instagram. Probably a few other places too.